Broad Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's episode 291 of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. How you doing? How you living? Did you hear about the news? Did you hear the news? Huge things happened this week in Flyers land. Stu Papski along with Jeff and Doyle. The Flyers have filed for bankruptcy. And they made a trade.
You could have dropped the Beatles' A Day in the Life right there.
Woke
I
up.
Heard the news today, oh boy.
Did you hear it, Jeff? Are you happy? Are you happy about this?
Listen, so, Flyers made a trade.
I've been here and walking on sunshine. Coffee tastes better. Candy tastes sweeter. I'm just having the best day.
So
knowing that migrainy zilch is gone.
So Percy Harvin / Nolan Patrick is no longer a Flyer. We're getting into that. Also, the expansion draft list reduced. So we're going to get into a lot of stuff this week, break it down. Thank God this happened before we did the show, because I feel like every time something major happens, it's always like right after we record the episode or right when we release it.
Yeah, we record it early. And then
yeah, we record it
later.
Early because one of us goes on vacation or whatever, and it's always what it is. So we got lucky. So it's Sunday, July 18th in the year of our Lord. And here we are, man. So the Flyers and the rest of the NHL are on a trade moratorium until July 22nd right now, because the expansion draft lists were due Friday by 3 p.m. And that's when the trade moratorium happened. There was a trade that went through, though,
Saturday.
Before that. I'm sorry, Saturday. I said Friday.
Yeah.
I haven't stopped drinking all weekend, guys. Sorry. Doyle hit a home run in softball, people. Ladies, if you're listening, give him a ring.
Over the fence home run or inside the park?
Inside the park, because
there is
no
fence,
outfield.
So I had to run.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. I feel like softball is always mixed if you're playing on a huge field like at the Challenge Grove or if there's an actual.
It probably would have been over a fence if there was one.
Exactly. Doyle had a banger. So as we were saying, though, so Doyle's ready, ladies. Go after him. The NHL expansion draft is upon us. So when you're listening to this on Wednesday night, the expansion draft will be happening. We'll be watching that. And then 2 days later, the NHL draft starts on next Friday and Saturday, and then free agency July 28th. So we'll be back here next week to break down everything that happened in the expansion draft and with the Flyers pick with their 13th overall selection, or will they trade it right before they draft. But there's a lot going on this week. But without further ado, the top of the order here. Flyers traded defenseman Philippe Myers and center Nolan Patrick to Nashville for a longtime good defenseman guy we've always liked for his beard. Ryan Ellis.
Another ginger beard.
Yes, another one to add to the list, because they were making room for Voracek to leave. And then Patrick then got sent right from Nashville to Vegas for Cody Glass. So those are the two major moves in Flyers terms right now. And obviously, Jeff, I guess I'll let you have it first. We had talked about the Flyers needing to part with some sort of maybe defensive piece and probably a young forward that they coveted if they wanted to actually get an upgrade defense now. And they did. Seth Jones was looking less and less likely as time went on. We weren't sure about Hamilton, and Ellis was a name that was popping up, but I wasn't sure. And Jeff, I guess you're happy about this because you really don't like Patrick.
Yes, I watched the Chuck Fletcher press conference, and it sounds like Chuck had been in contact with David Poile at the trade deadline, and that was when we thought they might be going after Ekholm, but then the Predators kind of turned their season around, so all those trades fell apart. But it looks like Chuck and Poile kept in touch and were able to massage this trade into something.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Ellis is a name that we'd talked about before. I mean, we're like, that'd be cool, but I don't know. I mean, I'm still surprised Nashville, once Holmgren was in GM, we're like, all right, we'll trade with the Flyers again, because,
you go back to, I guess, like March or February, it was probably February, when we had Angry Jim on, me and him both talked about how we would love to have Ryan Ellis on this team.
Yeah, that was we had him on in February, but right before the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And here we are now, so he's on the team. And just, you know, obviously you can talk about Patrick. And I had mentioned how I didn't want the Flyers to give up on him, but I was not opposed to trading him if it meant to getting a fill in the gap like right now and improve this team. And Myers, although we all liked him and we were always high on him, we got a proven commodity in Ryan Ellis. He's 30 years old. Yes, he's had some injury issues, but the Flyers are a much better and complete and competitive team today than they were 2 days ago.
Has term and at a reasonable number.
Yes, and he's a veteran guy that will help solidify the blue line, and he's going to chip in some points, and he's going to be able to play in all situations, something the Flyers sorely miss when Niskanen out of the lineup. And he's an upgrade over Niskanen, in my opinion. He is a much better. I think he's going to be very happy here. Him and Provorov, and then maybe we'll see what they do with the second pair. So I'm happy. And I remember Ryan Ellis was that like the Civil War beard stuff, those tweets years ago?
Yeah, there was like Captain Ryan Ellis.
Yeah, back when we were like back when we were like first starting this podcast years ago, and there was that little like novelty Twitter account with Ryan Ellis like doing Civil War letters.
Yeah. It started with it was like General Andrew Luck, and then the Nashville fans adopted it for General Ryan Ellis. And
so time is a flat circle, man. Now he's a Flyer, which is awesome. I was very excited to hear about this trade when I found out yesterday, and I was just, okay, this is good because we needed to see like them do something, right? We needed to see them, like the Flyers, actually make a move, go out and get something. And obviously, you know, you could say you tried, but I wanted to see results, and this is, I think, something that's going to really pay off for the Flyers this season. And if they make a couple other smaller moves and maybe reshape the roster a little bit more, I think they're going to have a serious bounce-back year. I have to believe that, though. I can't sit here and nitpick it. I've seen a lot of people – have you guys seen anyone nitpick this trade yet? People, like, complaining about – I've seen a couple, like, tweets, but I just try to ignore them.
I saw a couple just, like, random people that weren't happy about his injury history. That's, like, the only thing that I guess people are worried about.
Yeah, he hasn't played a full season in a couple of years, right? But
he's coming off of, like, two down years. I saw people nitpicking trading Patrick, but I saw Matidis tweeting that basically, like, Patrick's relationship with the Flyers was severed. And if Matidis is saying Patrick didn't want to be here, then that's more believable than whatever Twitter idiots there are. So if Matidis is putting it out there, there's got to be some truth to the rumor, which also leads me to, like, if Nolan Patrick didn't want to be here, the Flyers went out of their way to cater to him and gave him the whole year off and was like, whatever, get better, we'll worry. And then if he still was like, I hate this town, I don't want to play here, well, good. Get out. Fuck you.
You're okay there?
Yeah, Jesus. You don't even know the guy.
I just don't. If it's true. If it's true that he like was still didn't want to play here, wanted to leave, was over this team and whatever, then what a guy, hate him so much. But if none of that's true, then I mean, it sucks to see him go. I hope he has a bounce back.
Oh wow, just the hot and cold.
Yeah, you should really.
Tale of two
the
takes there.
You should really hate is Ron Hextall, who ignored his entire scouting staff and took him over the other three players that were behind him.
Are you kidding me? We wouldn't be able to pay Miro his Heiskanen what the Stars paid him.
Sure, they could have.
They would have figured it out.
Yeah.
But it's okay. But Nolan Patrick, you know, thanks for what you did. Good luck. I think he's going to be a solid NHL forward. I don't think he's going to be like the bust everyone said he is. I think the injury and the long road to the NHL he's had to take with all the migraine stuff, I think over time he will eventually blossom. But maybe Vegas is a good spot for him.
It just depends if he keeps playing scared, then I don't think it's going to be beneficial
for
Vegas.
Vegas was the GM, I think, in Brandon when he was playing for
the Wheat Kings. Okay.
So I think that's why he was immediately flipped there, because Kelly McCrimmon has ties to him.
I had no idea that was even a thing. Look at Doyle with the random knowledge.
Yeah, no, I saw that too. I think I went back to junior.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm more upset, though, whatever Patrick is. I guess the Flyers didn't want to commit to him, whatever. I'm more upset that they kind of sold early on Myers, because I think he could have bounced back.
Yeah, I think Myers,
but that's the price of doing business.
Yeah.
I know, but still.
I think Myers is one of those, you know, he's a guy that we've really liked, and we were like, this guy can be good, and we've seen him have potential, like a higher ceiling to be like a top pair defenseman, maybe like at least a top four, I think. I don't think he's a bottom pair guy. The problem is he was very inconsistent in his career here, and we talked about that, especially this year. He'd have stretches last year, like, oh, my God, Myers is shit. And then during the playoffs last year, that Myers-Sanheim pairing would just leave the Flyers, like, looking like shit against the Canadiens.
Where the Flyers, like, current roster is, they don't have the ability to just have players trying to work through whatever they're working through right now.
Yeah, we're
trying to, like, figure it
out
at the NHL level, yeah.
Need to do something, and why waste the time on that? We got to lose. We said this. We're going to lose Myers or Sanheim. We're going to lose one of Konechny or Farabee or Frost or Patrick. We talked about this, and the Flyers may not be done. Don't discount the fact that they could continue moving forward and making more trades. Obviously, they can't make trades right now, but the expansion draft is going to be really telling to see I think this team moves now. So we made the trade for Ellis, right? And the Flyers had to put him on the protected list. So last week and the weeks before that, we talked about our expansion draft list. And our list was pretty much spot on. The Flyers went with 7 forwards, 3 D, and a goalie. Only thing was our defense, we were wrong. We're not protecting Myers anymore. Obviously, we're protecting Ellis. But the Flyers are protecting Ivan Provorov, Ryan Ellis and Travis Sanheim on the defensive side. They're protecting Carter Hart, obviously, at goalie. But if you didn't know that, you shouldn't be listening to the show. Or maybe you will. Maybe you want to get education. Good for you. A free and public education.
Maybe you want to expose them so they can somehow get Carey Price.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about that, too. But the Flyers protected just who you thought they were. Giroux, Hayes, Coots, Konechny, Lawton, and Lindblom. We had the seventh spot with a question mark. I thought they would expose JVR and Voracek, and they did. And they spent their last protected spot on Jeff's favorite penalty taker, Nick Kubel. What you guys thought on the expansion draft list?
I'm about it.
I saw a lot of people didn't understand the neck protection.
I love it because it forces Seattle to
take someone else.
Yeah, to take either Gostisbehere, JVR, or Voracek. God willing.
Well, Robert Hag, Bobby Hag's there, Justin Braun's there, but yeah. The belief is that Seattle's going to take one of those three that's not Braun and Hag.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that, I mean, there have been a few moves that defensemen have been moved around, but going into this draft, there is, I mean, I haven't really looked at everybody's expansion draft, but or expansion list, I mean, but there was like a lot of people saying that the talent that was available on defense for Seattle is like way better than the forwards.
It is pretty wild. I know Shattenkirk is not protected. I don't think Goligoski is protected. Jalmerson's not protected. So like those are names where like they could still be decent defensemen.
An expansion franchise just to have some pros.
Yeah. But so it'll be wild. There was a thing like, Landeskog isn't protected, even though he's a free agent. I saw Capo Kako didn't
UFAs,
make
it. It doesn't matter. They just have Seattle just has exclusive rights to talk to them now.
And then the big one was Carey Price isn't protected.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Doyle just hinted that a minute ago, and he's willing to waive his no trade clause or something like that.
Yeah,
too.
So they could protect Jake Allen, which is interesting.
Well, he makes $10 million, so unless Seattle is going to pull like a Vegas did with Marc-Andre Fleury, then it doesn't make sense to take him.
Well, I look at it as if you're going to be competitive, you build from the net out. Like you're going to be a competitive team going into the next year. You take the best goalie available.
That would be
automatically almost a
very interesting
contender.
If Carey Price went from a town like Montreal to Seattle.
So for this expansion draft, Seattle's picking. Like Seattle's picking the team right now, right? And then what is going to be aired on TV is what they settled on.
True.
So they could literally start with Carey Price in net and then build the rest of the team around him.
Yeah, definitely.
So that would be pretty wild if Carey Price ended up in Seattle a year after he took the Canadiens to the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting career move for him, but we'll see what they actually do with that. I'm looking forward to see which Flyer's going. I don't think anyone that gets picked is going to hurt my feelings at all. But we'll see. Watch them take, like, Nate Prosser or something like that. Andy Andreoff, like, son of a bitch. Like, we called your bluff, Philadelphia.
We need to fill in our bottom six.
Yeah.
So we will take Bunneman. Is Bunneman even eligible?
No, he is. He's on
the
protected.
Yeah, we will take Bunneman.
Yeah,
Giordano's exposed from the Flames.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's their captain. That's wild. Stars exposed to Alexiak. Yeah, it should be interesting. I think that this time around, there's been bigger names available for Seattle than there were for Vegas.
And Tyler Bozak's available, Doyle.
I would take him as a 3C.
Yeah. It's just, it's going to be fun to see. I hope they don't drag it out. I couldn't remember. I feel like they dragged it out like way too much.
Oh, and the Blue Jackets exposed Max Domi.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
Hagelin's exposed too there, Doyle. With Caps. Your boy. I don't know, man. I can't wait to see what actually happens, but the good news is the Flyers made the trade we wanted them to do. They made a trade that we want to see. We want to see them be aggressive and go out there and get a player. And you look at this lineup now. You know, obviously it'll change after expansion draft. Who knows what's going to happen with the trades and free agency coming up. But looking at this team as it stands right now, you figure with Myers gone, you could have a Provorov and an Ellis top pairing, and then you could have Sanheim and, like, Ghost or Sanheim and Braun as a second. I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe Cam York. okay, maybe a Hag, or maybe do the Flyers want to add another defenseman from free agency, or maybe a smaller trade for like a guy that can play in the second slot in the second pair? It could happen. There are teams that maybe want to make a trade, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, Anthony Sanfilippo's podcast had Chuck Fletcher on, and it was a much better interview than what he did with the actual press.
Podcasts are usually better for that anyway. Get more sit down conversation.
And they even pointed out one of the interesting things he said was that he was looking to see if he could convince, like, if Seattle took a player that the Flyers were interested in, to work a trade immediately after to take whoever they took in the expansion draft.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I think that led to this now rumor. I think NHL Rumor Daily was also covering it, that the Kraken would pick Tarasenko and then the Flyers would trade whatever to Seattle for Tarasenko or something along those lines.
Yeah.
This Tarasenko to Flyers business, though, it does get me a little excited.
If he's going to be healthy,
yeah,
then I'm all about it. But he's played like 30-something games over the last 2 years, and
And they've rebuilt his shoulder twice.
And they messed up. Surgery on his shoulder.
Well,
but yes, it would be exciting if it happened.
Yeah, just to have.
Yes.
And then they could trade for Tyler Bertuzzi and be the all injury team.
I don't like that idea, Doyle. I don't think I like where you're going with that too.
But Tyler Bertuzzi would be a great pickup.
I liked where you're going with that up to a certain point. Now I'm out. I'm done. No more. Not excited anymore. Why'd you do that to me, son of a bitch? But this is going to be an exciting time to be a Flyers fan very soon. Even if they don't, you know, wind up making any more moves, I think this move does nothing but help this team right now. And this is people that, you know, watch this team long enough just saw how much of that loss of Niskanen really affected this team. And just in general, just the defense was in shambles. We kept rearranging patio furniture. How many times did you see, you know, trying the same pairing again or going back? And, like, I mean, Vigneault only had so much to do, like, you know, with the defense that he had. Do you guys think that at this point now, that Provorov and Ellis, now that's going to be like, they're going to be just as good as you think they're going to be? I don't know, like, they have to play together, right? That Ellis isn't going to be a second pairing guy, right? Unless they somehow add somebody else.
Unless they get, like, Dougie Hamilton.
Yeah, then that would make it really interesting. But Ellis, you know, Doyle, I remember you were showing me last night, you had, like, someone put together a little clip of some of his work from the point shooting. I like it. He's a right-handed defenseman, right? So, I mean, it's going to help out, and just, I don't know, man. It makes me happy. It sucks. I liked Myers, but you know, I think he'll wind up being okay. But back to Patrick, you know, do you guys think his legacy will always be here as like the bust, or you think he's going to go out and do a Justin Williams thing where he goes and like wins a bunch of cups somewhere?
If he does, I'll laugh.
It would
be, 'cause you'll know immediately that, like, the Twitter is just going to explode, like, oh, we should have never got rid of him, blah, blah, blah.
Even if we want a cup with Ellis or something like that, yeah. Like, watch it. We'll actually make it and do it, and then it's not going to happen anyway. I don't know, man. But I mean,
watching him play this year, I don't have the confidence in him that he's going to bounce back to his pre-migraine level.
He's going to what?
Bounce
back. God damn it. I think he'll just be like a less effective Scott Laughton for the rest of his career.
I think he has potential to be a second line center at most. Like, that's his ceiling. I don't think he'll be.
Yeah, I think. I don't think
he'll be a first line center.
He'll be effective though, or maybe he'll play like on a top nine wing.
Yeah,
he'll be effective somewhere. Maybe not like what you expect from the second overall pick, but they don't always pan out, people. But I don't know. I hope he does. I hope he does well over there. I liked Patrick when he was here. I thought he had, you know, more to give, but obviously his inconsistencies and the injury problems definitely made it a little easier pill to swallow when I read that he was traded. And I was like, all right, well.
Yeah, I was psyched.
You give away two, like, struggling and underperforming players for a known top paired defenseman in the NHL. I mean,
no brainer.
That's a great trade.
Yeah. As a pasty fat guy with B-cup tits, I know when an NHL player sucks, and Nolan Patrick sucks.
Only B-cup?
Oh, God.
I'm filling out. I'm becoming a woman.
During the pandemic, I went to a C. God damn it. But I honestly, when I got the text about the trade yesterday, my big, I don't know if I didn't tell you this yet, but I told Doyle because I was with him when I got the trade. We went to the Chicago concert to jam out with some old folks.
The old horn section, old
Saturday in the park, yeah. Parking lot. It was a good time. Free upgrade, no big deal. People don't want to hear about it, but, you know, we're kind of a big deal. Anyway, Pressure Boy Podcast always knows where the upgrades are and gets them. So my biggest surprise was that there was no draft picks involved in this trade.
Yeah, that's what I
was like,
too, yeah.
Holy shit. I'm like, I read it. I'm reading all that, like what Pierre LeBrun tweeted it and, like, you know, Saravelli's tweeting about it. And I'm like, they're saying it's Myers and Patrick straight up. And I'm like, wait a minute. They didn't fleece us for at least a second round pick? The Flyers still have all their picks heading into the draft now, as of right now. Crazy.
Now, what is interesting is if you look at Nashville's protection list, they have protected five defensemen, and Phil Myers is one of them.
They have a lot of good defensemen there.
Yeah, it's just wild that I guess because Ryan Ellis was older and coming off those questionable injuries, when you protect five defensemen, I don't think you're struggling to worry about if you want to protect the older one. So.
Well, yeah. And that's why they traded Arvidsson, because Vegas or Seattle said they're just like, yeah, if you leave him exposed, we're picking him. So they traded him to get something for him, to not lose him for nothing.
Yeah. And that's when a lot of Flyers fans are like, oh, we could have had Arvidsson.
But yeah, just like skim through the expansion draft list, and it's like the opposite of what I said. It's like there are actually way more notable forwards that are available than defensemen.
Well, shit. Speaking of Nashville, Duchesne and Johansson are exposed.
Yeah, Islanders exposed Josh Bailey and Jordan Eberle.
Really?
Yeah.
There's going to be some good players going to Seattle then, huh?
And then, well, we knew Tampa was going to get messed up, but they have, like, Yanni Gourde, Tyler Johnson, Alex Killorn, and Andre Palat.
I feel like there wasn't this many, like, good names I was hearing back when we did this expansion draft business a few years ago for Vegas. Am I wrong?
Well,
like, who
you
got to
remember,
name?
Too, that, like, all these people, all these GMs, like, panicked and made all these side deals to, like, force Vegas to pick one player of their choice.
Yeah.
And you don't really see that right now, except for, like, people trading to other teams because they can't protect players. So instead of just, like, making deals with Seattle, they're just making side deals to help their protection lists and... Like, that's why you saw Ryan Graves get traded to the Devils, and then they immediately protected him and let, like, Subban's exposed now.
Yeah, okay. Subban's available. I think the GMs learned this time around, after watching things like Chuck Fletcher getting fleeced in Minnesota.
Oh, my God. So, Florida was the worst. I still contend that Florida was the worst. They gave traded freaking Riley Smith and let them take Jonathan Marchessault to protect Alexander Petrovic.
Who?
Exactly. He's not even in the league right now. And if he is, he's like an AHL defenseman.
But yeah, why worry about this wild card team when you can just shore up your protection list by doing something like Chuck did, where you're just like, well, we could have protected Nolan, but then that, you know, if we didn't, that opens up a they could pick him instead of like a Jake or JVR, so we'll just get rid of him now. And we'll fix the problem.
Yeah. Even the Penguins had a curious protection list. They picked... they exposed Brandon Tanev and Jason Zucker.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Zucker's like a third line center.
He's like a winger. He's playing on like Malkin.
Zucker's like a third line player, but he makes like $4 million or $3.5 million, something like that. So I think
that's
why the Penguins.
Jeff Carter on the Penguins protected list just is weird to me. It's still not real to me yet.
I'm surprised Letang have a no movement clause? Because I'm surprised they protected him with his injury history and him slowing down.
I'm not sure. I can look
he
it up.
Might.
I think he might.
I mean, it makes sense that he would. I feel like they gave him the big names.
Yeah, I mean, he was.
But yeah, it's a wild time. I feel like this time around, Seattle is, they're not getting like as much involved in the handshake deals, but they're going to have a pretty wild selection of people to build a team out of.
Yeah, I think
they're going to be good.
Yeah, the Capitals exposed Brendan Dillon too, who is a pretty good defenseman.
Yeah.
So they have, there's a lot of potential to make a pretty good team, especially on through the forwards.
looking up that Penguin contract right now. See.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were freaking out because they see Alex Ovechkin on the Capitals available list and not realizing the situation with his contract. And it's everyone's like, oh my God, Ovechkin's going to Seattle. You're like, no, he's not.
Yeah. I know. They're like people that are just like putting out random speculation that Ovechkin would sign like a 1-year deal with the Avalanche this year. It's like, yeah, I don't think he's leaving.
Maybe.
I don't think he's leaving Washington.
Letang,
he did get
protected.
His Stanley Cup, so like, what's up?
Letang is protected. He has no movement clause.
Okay,
him,
yeah.
Malkin, and Crosby have all no movement clauses, so that's why he's protected.
Ron Hextall's probably so mad. He's like, I hate no movement clauses.
It's just dead weight. I hate it. Can't get rid of it. From Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, myself deal with this shit.
They probably brought in they probably made Brian Burke do all the expansion stuff. And they were like, Ron, I don't know, just go review draft picks. Just figure out, watch some tape.
Maybe. But the Flyers still do. So now the good news is the Flyers don't have to re-sign Nolan Patrick anymore. He's not a restricted free agent anymore. That's going to be Vegas' problem. But the Flyers do have to still have to figure out what we're going to do with Carter Hart. They still have to sign him, and they still have to sign Sanheim, right? So we'll see how that shakes out. Moving forward, we'll probably hear about those contracts, and I'm guessing probably right after the draft, sometime next week. You know, once the things start shaking out.
Yeah, when Chuck addressed the media with Flair, he basically said like they're on the back burner right now. There's more important things. Like we'll figure out the RFAs and UFAs once this whole draft selection shakes out.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, because they have after that's over, they have that whole week to get ready for free agency. So. We're not really a whole week.
Yeah, so Chuck's in no rush.
We have a good amount of time.
I think they probably have had like preliminary conversations where they said like, this is what it's, we'll focus on it then, but here's some numbers, come back with some numbers. You know, I think anything serious has happened yet.
Yeah,
they still have to send like qualifying offers.
Yeah, they're going to be signed. Yeah. It's not a deal. It's just a matter of when and how much.
And you also, like, once the draft is over, if Seattle takes, you know, JBR, Voracek, then you have a whole bunch more money to negotiate with, so.
And also, you can maybe hopefully sign a veteran, like, forward to round out the bottom six or even another defenseman. Honestly, if I could see them add another guy just to help out in the second or third pairing defense, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I would like, if Larson doesn't sign in Edmonton, or if they sign, like, Savard, I would take those two on the second pair, right side.
I'd be down with that. Maybe get who do you guys want to get a forward to round out the bottom six, though? Because Nolan Patrick's gone now. Is Scott Laughton the bona fide third line center? That's another question we have to ask ourselves.
If you can get Blake Coleman.
Okay.
I would take Blake Coleman, but I don't know how much it's going to cost. I definitely don't want to get into the Zach Hyman sweepstakes because apparently he's asking for an 8-year contract for like $6 million a year.
Yeah, you know that guy with that name, he ain't going to break anytime soon.
I saw five for eight.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But I mean, that's that's par for the course of contracts right now. Is a lot of people are signing for term and not dollars.
They just want job security, you know, in this economy. Looking at the roster.
Flat cap world.
If the Flyers do lose one of JVR or Voracek in the expansion draft, the Flyers also will have to consider, like, who are we going to fill and replace? How are we going to replace those points in our lineup? If Patrick's gone, you have Lawton obviously playing center, or maybe you can jump back to wing, but, like, you kind of want him in center. Like, who's going to fill in that other winger spot if Voracek or JVR go away?
Yeah.
Do the Flyers add a free agent? Do they make another trade? What are they going to do? Do they hope Wade Allison pans out and just like all of a sudden make a huge leap and is able to play top 6 minutes? I don't think so fully yet. But
where I'd like to see them trade for Killorn from Tampa Bay. I like him.
Okay.
He's like 31. He's a little bit older.
Yeah, Tampa Bay's in a bit of cap heck, so they have some.
We could use that leverage against them. Like, oh, you're desperate.
Yeah.
I mean, they traded Barkley Goodrow to the Rangers, I think, already. So.
Okay.
Because they knew that they weren't going to be able to re-sign him. They can't afford whatever he's going to negotiate.
Yeah, it's like what happened when the Flyers traded Gagne for Matt Walker and a bag of pucks. It's just that when your back's against the wall like that, you just start like, you know, red tag sale. And if not the Flyers, other teams will definitely be able to benefit from this. That's what happens when a Lightning keep manipulating the cap like that to win two cups. So good on them, I guess. They figured it out. But
I mean, they tried to
sold their soul for rock and roll.
they tried to close that loophole
with
and
Joffrey?
Everybody ignored them. So they took advantage of it.
Yeah, we saw what happened now. But, I mean, whatever. They still had a good team. I mean, it's just stupid cap stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
the funny thing about
as
that
as Flyers fans,
thing,
with Chris Pronger, though, like, do we really have much to talk about? Like, he did retire and, like, still get – we traded him to get, save cap, salary cap money. That's still not as bad as what they did, but still.
Well, it's funny that, like, yeah, that just, you know, Tampa Bay was the team that voted to close the loophole, and then they're the one that exploited it again this time. And
they
everybody's
can't get away with this.
And everybody's freaking out about it. It's like, well – I mean, they were the ones that tried to end it, and then they said, you know what, screw it. We'll take advantage of it since nobody else wants to stop it. And now everybody's all up in arms about it.
Yeah, I find it hilarious. Everybody's been super upset. And it's like, listen, they tried. So everybody ignored them. All the GMs ignored them. So
yeah.
if it's a rule you tried to fix and everybody ignored you, then you might as well just go ahead and take advantage of it.
Yeah. Well, we also have to talk about Minnesota. Minnesota buying out Parise and Suter.
Yes. I sent you guys the cap hits for those buyouts in Minnesota. There's got to be a better way for them to achieve what they wanted.
Which is weird because, yeah, apparently they said they didn't approach them about waiving their clauses to expose them in the draft. And then they also said that they're like, oh, we're still going to try and be competitive, but like, they have dead cap hits over the next 3 years of like $14 million and maybe more. It's like, how are you like, I feel like they're just going to like stealthily tank and just say like, oh yeah, we're still going to be competitive.
They have almost $5 million tied up in those two dead contracts now of cap.
So Puckpedia tweeted out, with 4 years at 7.54 cap hit remaining, Parise and Suter buyout, year one, 2.37 hit with 5.17 saved. Year two, 6.37 hit, 1.17 saved. Years three and four, 7.37 as a cap hit and 167 saved. And then five through eight is 833 hit. So in years three and four, when the flat cap is, I guess, almost done, The Wild are going to be like, that's like 1/8 or 1/7 of their whole salary cap's going to be tied up in dead money.
Yeah, like they can try and trade or sign someone this year, but then all of that space is going to be gone by next year.
You thought we had a bad with Schlemko. Look at this. And McDonald, like this, and Brizgalov. Like, it's much better.
Yeah, because the joke, like, well, not the joke, but like the...
It's not a joke, Doyle.
The scoop after was like, oh, they'll trade for Eichel now because they can fit him under the cap this year. It's just like, well, what are you going to do next year when you don't have any cap space to bring back any of your players?
Flyers really dodged a bullet with the whole Suter and Parise thing, because didn't we trade for the rights for Suter and then he didn't sign here?
No, they offered. So that offseason, instead of re-signing like Jager and Matt Carl, they let both of them walk to try and sign Parise and Suter and offered more money than what the Wild were offering, and then they just turned it down.
They wanted to play Minnesota, right?
Yeah, because they're both from Minnesota.
Yeah, they had gotten their plans together and decided they were going to Minnesota.
I remember that.
Flyers.
Didn't we trade for the rights for Suter, though? Was he a free agent? I don't remember.
No, they were both free agents.
Yeah, they were both free agents.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
They did the LeBron thing where they got together and were like, we're going here.
Yeah, I remember, and I was like, no, dude, I want to tie up all that money and all that cap space in those two players. And look at it's not really working out for Minnesota now. And it's funny to think about it. Minnesota was like a pretty good playoff team four or five years ago when they started to make those moves. And I was like, oh, shit, Minnesota's actually making a run for it. But, you know, they still haven't gotten over the hump.
After Parise and Suter bailed, didn't the Flyers panic and do something stupid?
Probably. I'm trying to remember.
Well, they waited too long, and like Carl and Jager were already off the market, and then like there was like nobody available. That's why they had to sign like Curtis Foster and Bruno Gervais.
And that was a lockout year. Yeah. Oh, just those names, just bringing it back. Like, oh, I had to watch those games all the time.
Yeah.
Ew.
With
Kent Huskins.
Yeah, 38-year-old Andres Lilia. I think he was still on that team.
Yes, he was the seventh defenseman, which was great, but then that year he became the sixth defenseman out of necessity because of injuries, and we had nobody else. God, man, those were some dark days. Every time I think about, like, oh, man, this year sucked, I'm like, at least it wasn't those, you know?
That was when they offer-sheeted what's-his-face, too.
Weber?
Weber, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Speaking of Weber, did you see that he's potentially, well, he can't retire, so he's going to get prongered, maybe.
Oh, really? Why is he hurt?
Cap recapture.
He's saying that he's had some kind of ankle injury, and it's only been getting worse, and he played through it, and now he needs surgery, and he might be out all of next season. And they were talking about retiring, but like Doyle said, the numbers on the cap recapture penalty. So Nashville has to pay it. Montreal only pays a little bit, which is... But
is that the deal when they traded? Why does Nashville have to pay it?
It's because the team that signs the contract.
Oh, because he's over 35?
No, it was like a weird thing that they... So even in Jeff Carter, even though he signed the deal in Philly, I guess he played more years in L.A., and L.A. would have been responsible for paying his cap recapture if he retires before the term is up.
Oh,
it was
God.
Something
God's
that they
bullet.
Did because, I don't know, the NHL was all butthurt about all the front-loaded contracts they made.
Yeah. But looking at the numbers, if Shea Weber retires in 2021, Nashville owes $4.9 million. If he retires in 2022, Nashville owes $6.1 million. And then for the next 3 years after that, it's $8 million, $12 million, and $24 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Nashville's like, listen, Shay, we're going to need you to just long-term IR it. We'll put you in the Hall of Fame, the same Pronger deal. Just hang in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could work for the front office.
But you're still an NHL player who's on the injured reserve. It's such horseshit, but whatever. Also,
I know, but now, like, do you remember how bummed we were when he didn't sign? And, like, maybe his body wouldn't have broken down so quickly if he had signed with the Flyers. But, we missed out on Suter. We missed out on Parise. We missed out on Weber. And now all of those guys are old, broken, and being bought out.
Well, in my mind, there's an alternate universe that Shea Weber signed. He stayed in Philly, and Chris Pronger came back from injury.
Oh, my God. That's a dream, Doyle. It's a nice dream, but still a dream.
Yeah. Could you imagine? That'd be phenomenal.
It would be. But, you know, to sleep, perchance, to dream. So, yeah, looking ahead, though, so just to make sure we go over these dates again, expansion draft lists are already in. They're done, locked away, locked a lid up Wednesday, July 21st, going to be expansion draft. And then the Flyers, before we get out of here, we have to talk about this now. We talked about the expansion draft. The Flyers have the 13th overall selection in the 2021 NHL entry draft. July 23rd and 24th. It's going to be this Friday and this Saturday before free agency starts next Wednesday. And we'll be back to wrap up all that stuff next week before we get into that. But... do we know anything about who the Flyers are going to take with the 13th? Apparently, there might be a goalie available.
Yeah, that's what Brent Flaher was saying. But they also asked in that meeting, they're like, so they asked what they were going to do with the pick and
trade it.
Yeah, Chuck Fletcher's like, well, it depends on who you ask, because Chuck Fletcher, I think, is trying to deal it, and Brent Flaher is trying to hold on.
Deal
to
it, son. Deal it.
Yeah, I'd be all for
that's
dealing fuck, it to.
That's,
yeah.
Let's go. Dude, put all in.
Especially in this draft where it's like. They're like second round picks that could possibly be. Yeah.
We still have prospects in the pipeline still that are like could pan out. Like just let's trade it now.
Well yeah, someone but asked, this draft is so unknown.
Now's
like,
the time.
Outside of like the first like top two or three prospects, everybody's like kind of a question mark.
One of the beats tried to bait them into answering the question, and it was something along the lines of, "Would you draft a goalie to like?" To compete with Carter Hart, or like, would you get one because like you don't think Carter Hart's? And I think like it was Flair that basically said in the first round we don't draft by need because that's ridiculous. You draft by best player available.
That's
so
true.
If they keep their pick and that goalie is the best player available, then it sounds like the Flyers will have no qualms picking him. That's what it. That's what I got from that interview.
I just would be very wary about doing that. The way you handle that has to be good. I mean, Carter Hart is the future, obviously. He's the now and the future, but I would also be worried about them fucking that up and being like, oh, look, it's like when they drafted Kevin Cobb with Don McNabb. It's like, what are you doing?
Oh, I was going to... Is Carter Hart Carson Wentz? Tune in now.
Oh, here we go. No.
Was Nolan Patrick Ben Simmons?
mean that they're both really good, but they underperform in some areas. People give them shit, yeah.
Well, Ben Simmons is like apparently doesn't do any of the work to become a better player. Just refuses to.
Is that the scoop now?
Yeah, refuses.
Yes.
Instead of like he knows how to take a jump shot, can take a jump shot because we've all seen videos of it.
Every summer, it's like look at your boys in the gym shooting shots.
But
again.
He refuses to because he feels that he doesn't need to.
Is that like that's, yeah, like, that's now, rumors though, right?
Yeah, but if they trade him for they trade him and whatever for Dame Lillard, I'm all aboard for that.
Or but now, like, all these stories are coming out where, like, you know, like Joel Embiid had his come to Jesus moment, got in shape. Now he's like this dominant center, and then everybody was just like, "We've been waiting for Simmons to do it, and he just, you know, doesn't." The tide's turned.
He's only
on him,
developed
for sure.
One half of his game, which is on the defensive side.
Yeah. So if you guys want, also if you guys like the Sixers and want to talk more Philly sports side of the Flyers, make sure you go check out the guys at the Edge of Philly Sports Show or the Edge of Philly Sports Network. They have plenty of shows ranging from 4 for 4 to stuff about Eagles, whatever. You can find anything on there. There's a lot of shows. Edgeofphillysports.com, EOP Sports. Follow them all on social media. Go check them out. They help you know, us get our show out to more people. And we always appreciate what they do. Go listen to Al and Joe and Fred. I called in a couple weeks ago, and it was fun. It was nice to have me on there, and they made fun of me and not having a beer. But it's growing back, people. It's coming back, so watch out. Coming for you, single moms. Where you at? But, yeah, so we hit the Sixers. We hit the draft. So I'm going to be honest. I'm on an NHL scout. I have no idea what the hell the Flyers are going to do with the draft. I'm reading the same thing that the people listening to the show probably read. I don't know enough. I don't watch tape. I'm not really good with this whole draft stuff and prospects, but we'll see who they do pick. I don't know. I won't be able to say much about it until the draft happens, and I'll read what other people wrote about it, and I'll read that, and I'll make my own mind about it. That's what's going to happen, because I don't get to go like watch over in junior hockey or go over in Europe and watch. Well, actually, no one can really do that this year, but still.
Well, they summed it up in their management interview by saying there is no inkling that there is a generational player in this draft.
Yeah. So,
and I would love to see them just not trade up, just trade altogether.
Maybe they
get
trade
rid of
the
it.
Pick
I'm
to,
tired of first round picks.
They could trade it to Seattle and get one of the good players they acquired. Now we're talking crazy. Yeah.
I'm all in on trading it. I don't want another first round pick that the Flyers go, "Oh, they'll be ready in 4 years," and then you have German Rubsoff, who's
hey, he's not protected. He could be taken in the expansion draft.
Oh, do you want a guy who only plays in Russia and stinks? Yes. German Rubsoff it is.
Yeah. Well, I'll see how he
that draft it. Wasn't very good though, all around.
Yeah. They traded up to get him?
No, they traded back.
Traded back, okay, that's what it was, okay.
Because that's when everybody wanted Kiefer Bellows.
Ah, Kiefer Bellows.
Yeah.
On the Islanders still, right?
Yeah, he's not very good, though.
Yeah, but we'll see. He could still pan out. He's still young. Right?
Yeah, they have better players ahead of him, though.
Yeah, well, the Islanders have a good team up and down. I mean, I thought that if they... I know the Lightning were there, but I thought the Islanders had a chance to make it to the final. But, you win some, you lose more, especially if you're a Flyers fan. Anyway, so we'll be here next week to talk about what's going on with the draft, the expansion draft. Maybe this is the last episode we ever do where Jake Voracek or JVR is a Flyer.
Oh, we didn't say hope. That, or did we say that Landeskog is
unprotected?
Well, not unprotected, but like his camp and the Avalanche are like nowhere close to signing a deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, we didn't talk about
so
that.
So there's like extra speculation going around now that like, could he be moved or, like, signed somewhere else?
Landeskog's a Flyer. Book it. E3.
Yeah.
Well, so Landeskog wants 9 to 10, or he believes he can get 9 to 10 million on the open market a year. And the Colorado was like, "Hey, do you think you could do a little bit of a hometown discount?" And he was like, "Okay, let's see your offer." And they were like, "How's 5 million for 8 years? And he was like, "Absolutely not. That's not even close to what I want."
So what you're saying is, if we get Voracek taken in the expansion draft, we just give that money and give it over to Landeskog, and then we
exactly
essentially,
and then he'll be a captain, controversy. Everyone's like, "We give the seat to Landeskog instead of Giroux."
Doesn't Landeskog also have a ginger beard? So the Flyers would just be.
I don't think so. I think he's a Swedish, a handsome Swedish man.
You're talking about me?
You're not Swedish.
I am Swedish, actually. I'm part Swedish.
Maybe he does have a little bit of a red beard.
A little bit of a little gingy. A little gingy.
He would
bites.
Fit right in.
Yeah.
He'd replace Voracek. Nobody would even notice.
Yeah, the Flyers need to
the casual fans wouldn't even know. Like, yeah. Oh, this guy got better. Look at him.
Yeah. They would know, "Hey, is that Voracek backchecking?" Oh, no, it's Gabriel Landeskog.
Yeah, the Flyers need to corner more of the red beard market.
Yeah. I was just hoping they'd draft us, Doyle, you and me.
Yeah. I am available. Sign me. I'll be a towel guy.
I would be psyched to have Gabriel Landeskog.
Well, yeah, I think we all would.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see it happening.
I'd be psyched to bang a supermodel too, Jeff, but you don't even say the obvious.
I'm going to go out there and say it. I don't know. I would like the Flyers to have good
players. I would like a lot of money, and I would like to, you know, live till I'm 100 healthily. Okay. Like, it's just say anything else. I would like to not get punched in the face. I would like free food. I would like anything else you like?
The Flyers not to be in CapEx.
Well, they
and,
will not be.
Unlimited booze.
Hell yeah, Pilgrim. About to get ready to go to a brewery. I haven't stopped drinking. Getting ready to go. Got to be going. They're keeping the bender going, people. But I think we done did it today. You guys got anything else before we wrap this one up?
Yes, I do, actually. I would just like to give a congratulations to former Flyers legend and definite Hall of Fame shoe in Jordan Wheel for signing his one-year deal in the KHL.
I knew you would know that. I didn't know what you knew, but I knew if there's something like that, you would know it. He really signed the KHL deal?
I think it was arbitration the wheel? The Nasty Knuckles guys tweeted out, like, congratulations for signing your new deal. I think he signed with Kazan, something, Akbar Kazan?
I don't know.
In the KHL on a one-year deal after playing all of last season in the minors for Montreal.
Well, very good for him. All the arbitration really paid off.
I know. Do you remember? Like, I just thinking about, like, when everyone was like, you can't trade Jordan Wheel.
Yeah, AHL All-Star, wheeling and dealing.
He's the linchpin to this team. No, so is Ryan White. So it's
Andrew McDonald.
Yeah, all these names of, like, we've been doing this long enough. Actually, this podcast is turning, I believe, 6 next month. So it's crazy to think about. We've been doing it this long. So thank you guys all for listening. Whether you're a long-time listener, first-time, long-time, or a newer person to the show, thank you for joining us. We could not fill your ears with great stories from former Flyers like Riley Cote and Derek Stoudemire. If you missed an episode last week, make sure you go listen to that. It was a great episode. Those guys were hilarious and had a lot of cool stories, and they were super cool. And I'm going to say cool 3 more times because I can't think of a better adjective, but they were awesome.
Cool.
Abed. So, thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week to talk about breakdown what happened in the expansion draft, mostly with the Flyers, but also around the NHL. Anything big surprises that's going to happen Wednesday. And then we're going to watch a little bit of the NHL entry draft on Friday and Saturday. Hopefully the Flyers trade their pick. We'll be back next week. Go Flyers.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky, Jeff, and Doyle. Available anywhere you get your podcasts. Check out BroadStreetBully.net for the latest episodes and daily content about the Philadelphia Flyers. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at the BSB Podcast.
Yeah, da 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 da.